Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the G-Ray Records Music Network, where beats collide and rhythms come alive. Your one-stop destination for the pulse of modern music. Whether you're cruising the city streets or chilling at home, we're here to amp up your vibe with the freshest deep house tracks and exclusive artist interviews. So turn up the volume and let the journey.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really fascinating plunge into the career and, well, the significant influence of Casey Graham.
Right. He's one of those powerhouses kind of operating behind the scenes in music.
Exactly. And our guide for this is a pretty comprehensive review from the G-Ray Records Music Network.
Mm-hmm. Give us a good base.
So our mission really is just to understand what makes him tick. You know, what are the core elements driving his success?
And really appreciate his impact on the music industry overall.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
It's interesting, isn't it? We're not just looking at a performer here.
No, not at all.
He's this, like, multi-talented creative force, producer, composer, engineer. He covers a lot of ground in the whole music ecosystem.
Yeah, and this G-Ray Records review seems like a solid starting point for getting a handle on, you know, the breadth of his work.
Definitely.
So, first things first, who is Casey Graham?
Well, according to the review, he's a Grammy winner.
Right. Producer, composer, engineer, been doing this for, what, over 14 years?
Yeah, something like that. And he honed his skills, I think, at the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences. That's in Phoenix.
Okay, Arizona. But he really made his name in Atlanta, right? Built his career there.
That Atlanta connection is pretty key, yeah. Such a melting pot for music.
For sure. Different genres all bumping up against each other.
And you totally see that reflected in the artists he's worked with. The list is, yeah, it's impressive.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. The names jump out at you.
Yeah.
Keith Sweat, Keisha Cole, Faith Evans. Even Idris Elba.
Oh, wow. Idris Elba, too.
Yeah.
And Arrested Development, Jill Scott, Jamie Foxx.
I mean, that's an incredibly diverse lineup. What does working with such different artists, what does that tell you about him as a producer?
Well, it speaks volumes, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Not just about his technical skills, which must be top-notch.
Right.
But also his ability to, like, really get an artist's unique sound, their identity.
Yeah.
And then enhance that in the studio. That's adaptability.
Yeah, true versatility. Now, the review really leans into this idea of his versatility, and they call it cinematic depth.
Cinematic depth. Interesting phrase.
When we talk production style, what does that mean?
Well, the review points to his technique, actually. It says he doesn't just, you know, rely on digital stuff.
Okay.
He makes a point of blending live instrumentation with modern digital techniques.
Ah, okay. So, best of both worlds, maybe.
Kind of. It creates this sound that feels organic, natural, but still really polished and refined.
Right.
And that cinematic depth part, it probably stems from his work in film. Understanding how music builds atmosphere, drives emotion, tells a story.
That makes a lot of sense, especially because the review mentions his background in film scoring.
Exactly.
He scored 2 independent short films, one even screened at Cannes and South by Southwest.
Yeah, Cannes and SXSW.
Yeah.
And got noticed by Joel Cox, the editor from American Sniper.
Wow, okay. That's pretty significant recognition outside of just music production.
Absolutely. And you see, it's not just a side gig. Hmm. That film experience clearly feeds back into all his music. He's thinking narratively, emotionally.
Even within a 3-minute pop song, potentially.
Potentially, yeah. How the music unfolds.
And his work isn't just limited to, like, artistic film projects. He's big into sync licensing, too.
Ah, yes. Creating music specifically for TV commercials, other films.
Right. The review highlights his expertise there. Mentions his music being licensed for networks like BT, TV1, Swirl Films 2.
Mm-hmm.
He even did the theme song for the Ricky Smiley for Real Reality Show.
See, that's a whole different kind of musical storytelling, isn't it?
Totally different brief.
Exactly. Sync licensing needs music that's flexible, that can fit various moods and visuals. His success there just underlines that adaptability again. He gets what visual media needs.
Okay, so this all kind of leads us to District 24 Music Library. He owns that, right?
He does, and it seems like a really crucial piece of his overall impact.
So what's the main idea behind it? What's its significance?
Well, it tackles a big question for artists and composers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you actually make a living?
Right, especially independent ones.
Precisely. So District 24 provides sync licensing opportunities, getting music placed in TV and film.
Okay.
And it handles publishing administration, basically making sure composers get their royalties, get paid properly.
So he's built a platform, essentially.
Yeah, a system to help indie artists make money from their music in the sync world, which is, you know, increasingly important.
So it's not just about his own creative output. He's actively creating pathways for other people in the industry. That adds another layer, doesn't it?
It really does. It's about building infrastructure, too.
So the review then talks about his overall impact. A few key areas. Let's start with expanding sync licensing. Is it just about more deals, or has District 24 changed anything about how sync works for indie composers?
That's a good question. I think the review suggests it's more about accessibility and awareness. By creating District 24, he's making sync licensing and pub admin less opaque, maybe.
Yeah.
Making it a more visible, viable path for composers.
Right, showing it's not just about record deals anymore.
Exactly. Diversifying income streams for creators.
Okay. Then there's the bridging music and film point. We touched on Cannes and SXSW. That recognition, it must help elevate how people see music's role in film, right?
Absolutely. It spotlights music not just as background noise, but as a vital part of the storytelling.
Something worthy of recognition on its own terms.
Precisely. And that kind of validation from prestigious festivals, it can definitely change perceptions and, you know, open doors for other composers too.
And then shaping artists' careers. The review brings up that list of collaborators again. Keith Sweat, Jill Scott.
Yeah.
How does he contribute to their sound, their success?
Well, that's the core of being a great producer, isn't it? It's more than just technical skill.
Sure.
It's having that intuition, understanding the artist's vision, and knowing how to translate that into something compelling for the listener.
And doing it across different genres.
Yeah, that track record with established, diverse artists really proves he can do that effectively.
Okay, and the last point under impact was his innovative production techniques. That cinematic approach again, how has that influenced things?
It seems like it's pushed towards more immersive soundscapes. not just in film, but across different media.
Setting a kind of benchmark.
Maybe. And again, it ties back to that blend he uses, live instruments, digital tools.
Right. Not sticking to just one lane.
Exactly. It pushes the boundaries of what sound design can do, creating richer, more engaging audio experiences, whether it's a song or an ad or whatever.
So connecting all this to now, how has Casey Graham's work actually influenced recent trends in music? The review mentions a few. First up, the rise of sync licensing and music libraries.
Yeah, the review definitely draws a line there, suggests his work, particularly with District 24, has contributed to this trend.
How so?
By sort of normalizing sync as a career path for independent artists. The model he's built encourages creators to think about music for visual media right from the outset, maybe more than they used to.
Makes sense. It's a visible example of it working. What about this trend towards more cinematic and immersive soundscapes in mainstream music? Is his film background playing into that?
It seems pretty likely, yeah. As listeners, maybe we expect more now, and technology allows for more complex sound design.
So things like orchestral elements, atmospheric textures.
Stuff like that, exactly.
Yeah.
Techniques borrowed from film scoring are definitely creeping more into pop, hip-hop, R&B. His work is probably part of that wave, showing how effective those elements can be.
You hear more layers, maybe. More sound effects used creatively.
Yeah, building a world with sound, not just laying down a beat and a vocal.
Okay. The review also flags genre blending and hybrid sounds as a trend he's influenced. That seems like a direct link, given his own work.
Absolutely. His own career path is the evidence. Working across R&B, hip-hop, jazz, electronica.
He walks the walk.
He does. And by showing you can successfully operate across genres without being pigeonholed, he likely inspires others, producers, artists, encourages them to experiment, fuse styles, create something new.
Right. And the last trend mentioned is fascinating, blending organic and live instrumentation in digital production. Why is that significant now?
Well, in such a heavily digital music world, it's easy to rely purely on synths, samples, software instruments.
But tools are powerful.
They are. But his approach, intentionally bringing in live recorded elements, a real guitar, real strings, whatever it might be, adds a certain warmth.
Authenticity.
A human touch, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Human touch that can really make a track stand out. It encourages a more holistic approach to sound creation, not just staying inside the box, literally.
So, wrapping it all up, summarizing his lasting imprint, the review boils it down pretty well.
Yeah.
Grammy-winning producer, composer, engineer, over 14 years experience, big impact on sync licensing and film scoring, and this innovative approach that bridges storytelling and sonic artistry. That sums it up nicely. He's not just making music. He's connecting different creative worlds, building pathways, opening up possibilities for others, too.
Absolutely. It's quite a career trajectory. Casey Graham's journey really shows how mixing diverse talents, having that forward-thinking approach, how it can genuinely shape the industry. It's been really insightful digging into this.
Agreed. That review from G. Ray Records gave us a really compelling picture of his work.
So as you think about Casey Graham, you know, working with huge artists, influencing sync trends, bringing that cinematic feel, maybe consider this. How could bringing together different creative fields in your world, whatever that might be, music and film, tech and art, something else, how could that spark innovation or open up new avenues for you? Definitely something to chew on.
Good thought.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
You're listening to the G. Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.